Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is James Nolan. I'm a butcher, and along with my wife Emma, our son Andrew James, and a great team of staff, we run Nolan Butchers in Kilcullen in County Kildare. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
James, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for those incredible lamb burgers that you do. I've been eating them for years.
Wow. Great way to start. That's no lamb gets the credit for that. He's always working away. One of our butchers trying to come up with different things. He, Noel, actually won the award for the most innovative food products at the Craft Butcher Final 2 years ago. He has this sausage, black pudding, white pudding, chopped smoked streaky bacon, all in a pastry, cut in a slice, and it's Noel's Irish breakfast roll. And Noel's man also responsible for the lamb burger.
Jeez, that's everyone in the country starving now. Come here, we'll start with Dublin Lisa on Instagram, who says, I'm trying to recreate my favourite recipe from when I lived in the States. I need baby back ribs. What's that cut of pork called in an Irish butcher's?
Yeah, she has it in one, baby back.
All right, so you can just walk in and ask for that?
Yeah, it's as simple as that.
What's the best way to cook and eat them?
In the oven with a nice barbecue marinade on them. Pop them in the oven for maybe about 30 minutes, about 170. Take them out, finish them on a barbecue. Can't beat it.
Sounds delicious. Dale on Instagram asks, why don't butchers have sawdust on the floor anymore?
Oh, God. It's a long time. I suppose in our case, years ago, we used to have sawdust on the floor because obviously there'd be bits of fat and grease in the floor and you might slip. And then we redid our shop here in 2006, brand new shop. We had anti-slip tiles, so that was the end of the sawdust.
Not just the anti-slip. I mean, any butchers I've ever gone into now, there's no longer sawdust, which is a shame.
Well, they're spotlessly clean now. I don't think you get away with like leaving fat and blood all over the floor.
No, those days are well and truly gone.
Ross Lloyd wants to know, would you like your children to follow you into the trade? What are you, a fourth generation butcher?
I'm the fourth generation. We have one boy, Andrew James. He's seven. He's our whole life. And he's always in and out with me or Emma in the shop. If he wants to do it, I will encourage him. I will help him as much as I can. But if he shows that he wants to go off and be an architect or an engineer or some other walk of life, I support him, whatever he wants to do, once he's happy.
That's noble, James. What if you turned around to him and said, I'm a vegan, Dad?
That's his choice. That's his choice. I don't think that's going to be a runner at the moment. He's a big meat eater.
There's a question actually about that. Little Fox About Town on Instagram wants to know, have you ever heard of a butcher turning vegetarian?
No, I haven't. No.
It's not a great business plan. No.
We're open-minded and look at... No, to answer your question, I haven't.
And what do you think of meat substitutes? And for example, I know I'm going to be doing a Day's World on it in the coming weeks. There's a company in Israel that are now 3D printing steaks. They're obviously not steaks because they're being 3D printed. They're not beef, but they're steaks, and apparently they perform exactly the same way steaks do. Do you think that's the future of butchery?
Oh, that's a different kind of question altogether. I've no medical qualification, but at the end of the day, I feel it's essential for everyone to have a balanced diet, and meat is a really good source of protein. When people are making their own decision, I hope it's based on factual information that they're listening to or reading to. And I think there's an onus out there for, if there's a debate on prime time, that there's both sides of the argument put forward to enable people to make their own decision.
Jared on Twitter asked, do you ever eat veggie yourself? Would you sit down and eat a vegetarian lasagna or something?
Yeah, I've had it before, absolutely.
And that's all I'll say about the matter. Yeah. I've moved on and it won't be happening again, I can tell you. Julianne on Facebook wants to know, have you ever, or do you know anybody who's ever fainted on the job due to the sight of blood?
No.
Couldn't really, could you?
No.
I mean, does the meat that comes in, is it already fairly processed in the sense that it's like it's coming into you as an, I suppose, what's the term? An inanimate, you know, piece of meat as opposed to an animal. Are you getting an animal into the butcher shop and then butchering yourself?
No, look, Dermot Dave, we start from scratch. We do everything from farm to the abattoir. We hang it, make sure it's matured, and then it's boned. So we're doing everything from farm to fork and foot. So we do every aspect of the trade. And that's what I love about this game is there's so many different aspects to it. You're not just taking meat out of a plastic box or a box and putting it in a on a shelf in a plastic bag. Our skill, our traditional craft of butchering is what we're doing here in Kilcullen, in Nolans of Kilcullen, and that's what I want to keep doing.
I love this. Shane on Facebook says, when a TV chef says, just ask your butcher, does anyone ever walk in and ask you for whatever they've told you to ask for on the TV show?
All the time, yeah. And if Nevin Maguire has a programme on last week and it's about lamb shanks or beef brisket, you get an influx of people coming in the following week. Oh, I have this recipe, and they take out a picture on the phone, and there might be lamb shanks or beef brisket, and they'll want to... they want that cut. But we love when customers come in and ask us, because at the end of the day, that's what butchers are there for. This is our trade. We're there to help people make decisions about a meal, and be it that we can give them a more cost-effective option than the more expensive cuts that are more popular. We're there to try and help people make the best decision for their meal.
Just another one on the vegetarian options. Have you ever tried the veggie pudding, you know, that's on sale now, or the veggie sausage rolls? And what would you rate it out of 10 in taste?
To be very honest, I haven't tasted either of those that you mentioned, but in the last week, we were trying a vegan burger in here, and I tasted it. It was maybe a little bit bland, but it ate okay.
It ate okay. I think that they put that on the packet. That's their tagline.
It ate okay.
It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM, and we are having an Ask Me Anything with James Nolan from Nolan Butchers in Kilcullen. The old parts of animals that aren't really in fashion anymore, that maybe our parents and grandparents would have eaten, are any of those coming back into fashion? Like, I don't know, pig's ears and trotters and offal and that kind of stuff.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a direct response to that question correlated to the amount of abattoirs. If you think 30 or 40 years ago, most butchers had an abattoir, so they had to sell everything, Dermot and Dave, right? Whereas today there's less abattoirs, so a lot of the butchers are just buying in the different cuts that they want. So they're not buying the secondary cuts that aren't as popular. Whereas in our case, we have our own abattoir, we have to sell everything on a side of beef. You know, the cuts that are slower to sell, maybe your shin beef, maybe your brisket. But the bottom line is, we have to sell everything.
Would you ever have another suggestion for people who go to the gym and work out other than turkey burgers? Because we're sick of looking at them in here eating turkey burgers day in, day out.
I'm glad he said we're sick of looking at the people who go to the gym, because it certainly isn't the two of us. We're sick of the other people.
It's just they're sitting there with their dry turkey burgers and their broccoli, and you're thinking, there's got to be more to life. There's got to be more to meat.
Yeah, look, we do turkey burgers and they're a big seller, and particularly with a lot of the guys go to the gym. The alternative to that, lean steak, that's what a lot of the guys coming in looking for their protein packs, they get very, very lean steaks.
Do you ever do anything other than the traditional meats? Do you do any game, any wild animals and stuff like that? Because, I mean, I'm a big fan of wild game.
Isn't a huge demand for it, right? At Christmas time, pheasant, duck, quail, guinea fowl, all that kind of stuff. But to be honest with you, there isn't a huge demand for it. If someone is looking for it, we'll try our best to source something for them.
Brilliant. Last question is from Jenny Duffy on Facebook.
I'm so hungry.
It says, can I get butcher shop smell in a candle? It's second only to the smell of petrol in my favourite list. James, there's another business angle for you.
Okay. Look, it's certainly something we'd never thought of before. We've just come off a debrief for Christmas. We're trying to plan. We're in a think tank there over the last 2 weeks for what we're going to do going forward. So listen, that's certainly something we'll have to add to the think tank going forward.
Brilliant. James Nolan, butcher from Nolan's Butchers, thank you so much for joining us for Ask Me Anything today.
Dermot and Dave, one last thing just to say. I wouldn't be here, the shop wouldn't be here, only my sister gave me one of her kidneys back in 1987. The greatest gift any human being can give to another human being. And this shop, this business wouldn't be here only for someone giving me the gift of life. And it's just to acknowledge to everyone out there, think about having that conversation about organ donation. And thank you to my sister, Katzen, for giving me the greatest gift of all, the gift of life.
You didn't sell the kidney.
Or eat it.
Oh my God, we're after selling it.
That's for love, nor money.
Mrs. O'Riordan's after walking out with my kidney. Bring her back.
James, fair play to you, fair play to your sister. Thanks a million for joining us.
Take care, lads.
See
Thank
ya.
You.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Ask me. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM. Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.